Thank you. You are you leaving? We have to. We have an item here for you to present on behalf of BEC on the Council for Sustainable Development's public engagement exercise on building design to foster quality and sustainable built environment. Andrew, please. Okay.
Check that the Secretary hasn't loaded the presentation up on the...
Thanks, Chairman. Apologies for that break. I'm going to use the same presentation that I've been using at various other forums, as this is part of an ongoing engagement exercise on behalf of the Council for Sustainable Development. The Council embarked, as of the 20th of June, on engaging the community on a topic which is very near and dear to the hearts of most HEC members, which is related to the quality of and sustainability of our built environment. And many of the issues which are embedded within this public engagement exercise have been discussed around our very tables, particularly the wall effect, the proximity of buildings to our harbour front, and the separation between buildings. And what I'd like to do very, very quickly is just take members through what the key issues are within the public engagement exercise, and then on behalf of the Council, seek to encourage your views. I think today's forum will be difficult to get extensive discussion on this. And at other forum that we've been to present to recently, there has been extensive views and commentary from the various stakeholders. As said, the engagement exercise kicks off on June the 20th to stimulate community discussion on how to achieve a quality and sustainable built environment. We're engaging the community on three issues, the first of which is possible design, sustainable building design options. Embedded in that are three particular issues. One is separation of buildings with a very large facade, those over 60 metres of continuous facade length. The second one is encouraging a percentage of greenery, somewhere between 20 to 33% of greenery, based on the size of a plot. If a plot is more than 1,000 square metres, 20% greenery, if it's larger than that, larger amount of greenery to be embedded, and that greenery to be at both ground level, on podium deck, roof gardens, and potentially in sky gardens. And the third area is setting back buildings on very narrow streets, those of less than 15 metres width. Certainly the first two of those are very pertinent to the waterfront environments. The second area is more of an overarching issue which has led to the inflation of the bulk and height of buildings, and this is an area which the Council was requested to address the community on its behalf, and the topic of gross floor area. The GFA concessions currently awarded to developments for incorporation of green and amenity features and certain desirable features within buildings have given rise in aggregate to an increase in the height of buildings. A government study recently indicated that out of 97 buildings, the average increase in density was around about 8 stories and about 10% site coverage. But in extreme cases, it can be up to as much as 50% of the overall GFA. The third area which the Council is concerned with is building energy efficiency, and particularly with the growing concern over climate change and the need to increase energy efficiency of buildings, it's particularly important. And this area has come up at the HEC on many occasions. In fact, at the recent Harbour Plan Review Committee, we discussed the district cooling system, which is going to be incorporated at the Kaitak site. So all of these issues will impinge on HEC's views in some way. In terms of the overall issue for the Council, we're looking at the sites on which buildings, a single site of which buildings are on, rather than the neighbourhoods as a whole. But we seek, in certain sense, the very same sort of views that developers have when they come to this committee. We seek to look at optimising each individual building whilst thinking about the overall quality and sustainability of the built environment. The public engagement exercise will run till the end of October, and views from institutions, organisations, key stakeholders and individuals will be sought. As per always, this is engagement rather than consultation, so the Council is not offering up a specific view. It has no view to offer on this. It's really purely seeking the views of the community. and listening those before reporting the consolidated view back to government. And there's a tremendous amount of detail incorporated in the invitation and response document to this public engagement exercise. It's about an 80-page document with appendices. So no small amount of read. And I can't do it justice in a short period today without keeping members back. So I'll just basically whiz through some key images to leave you with. In terms of the gross floor area concessions, we're really interested in bonus GFA, exempted GFA and disregarded GFA. And you can see an example here of a building without GFA. And as I move through various GFA concessions, you see how a building can become inflated and where that bulk is being incorporated, which is particularly at the podium level. And that's an area which will have an impact from an accessibility point of view. It deals with buildings at the human scale, at the massing of buildings, and of course will contribute, if we're talking in waterfront environs, to impinging on the accessibility of the waterfront. So again, I'm sure most members will have considered these when we've looked at individual projects which have come to us in the past, as we've continually been responding on these issues. The various ways in which these GFA are earned are incorporated in the images therein and also embedded in the document. What we've also tried to do, as it's a sustainable development exercise on behalf of the council, is incorporate a lot of the pros and cons associated with each of the questions that we're raising. And we've done that on a economic, social and environmental basis. For building separation, you see here just a very simple graphic to demonstrate the separation of buildings and how that might trade off in terms of increasing height if you associate it with some form of concession. And again, pros, cons on the economic, social and environmental side. With building setback, we're talking about the opportunity to increase the quality of the pedestrian realm. And again, I think this is something which relates very very closely with our own aspirations in terms of improving the pedestrian realm. It isn't something which comes across our tables very much, certainly not as much as the bulk and height of buildings and the separation. But there may be cases where this is applicable in the waterfront environments. Greenery, I've already mentioned, and many pros and cons associated with adding greenery into the built environment. In terms of the GFA concessions, the community is being asked to answer really six key questions, and these are embedded here. The first four relate to reviews of various concession mechanisms, and the last two relate to whether or not there should be a cap on the gross floor area concessions which are currently awarded, and whether that cap should be an in-total cap or a cap related to each of the types of concessions. And then finally, there's a very specific set of questions relating to the existing powers of the building authority and whether these should remain as a discretionary power or whether they should become mandatory or whether something in between should be undertaken. The detail is significant, so I won't take you through that detail today. This is a lot of detail on each of those areas. And finally, I'll just leave you with a few questions which we're asking the community in this engagement exercise. The top line one is, what do you consider to be the characteristics of a sustainable and built environment? And the bottom line questions here are, how would you like to see change? Would you like to see change? Not at all, the status quo, business as usual scenario. Would you look for moderate change or would you look for major change? It's been quite an interesting engagement exercise so far, in that the commentary has been very, very diverse from the community on this issue, and we've probably covered every one of the issues that have come up at HEC meetings over the last 5 years. It's almost a mirror topic for the HEC meetings. I think if people had sat around the HEC meetings over the last few years, they would have really got the answer to this question already. So I think I welcome members' views. I will do my best to report those back to the council, and I'll leave it with you at that. Thank you.
Very good, Andrew. We're happy to hear that. Actually, the findings, Mikem and Winston, somewhere down the road, somebody saying, you know, there could be analyze and perhaps could be of use in teaching or planning and future architectural design as well. Don't you think so? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks. I think we have lost our quorum from the side. Not too many chairs being filled now. But anyway, we don't need to make any voting or whatnot. So we appreciate Andrew for the excellent presentation. And we have a long day, a long afternoon. I'd like to thank the members again and all the secretariat colleagues for all the hard work done in the last 5 years plus. Looks like we have another half year to go. Okay. And thank you. So I guess the secretariat would come back to advise us on the date of the next meeting. And for the task group on the management model, we'll probably get some more homework to do there in the next few weeks. Okay. Thank you.